How's it going, folks? You got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia, and we broadcast to the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people in this city that we call Vancouver. My name is Jasper, and it is Fun Drive this week. Yes, if you have not heard, once a year, every year, CITR, we put out a call to the community, to the listening community, to the folks who enjoy CITR and Discord content, and we ask for their support. This year, in particular, we are fundraising to raise $20,000 to replace our aging FM transmitter, which has been valiantly broadcasting our FM signal atop Gage Tower since the 1970s, if you can believe it. It is older than I am. It is older than, you know, most people's dogs, and older than a lot of things. And it's put in some really solid years of transmitting, but its transmitting days are coming to a close. So we are here asking for your help. It's an expensive piece of gear, and we want to replace it before it blows up. So anywho, we're going to listen to some music today that is themed on transmitters and money. We're currently listening to Joy Division's classic song, Transmission. I'm joined by the programming executive here, Bailey Adams. Hi, Bailey.
What's up? I think we should let the transmitter blow up. That would be crazy.
Oh, Bailey, that's like one of my worst nightmares is that happening. Because if that happens, Bailey, there's no going back. Like, we're offline for a while if the transmitter blows up.
Sorry, I take it back. But it would be, that'd be pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
you don't know.
In like, I mean, it depends, you know, where you're coming from and how you define cool.
Yeah, it would suck for you.
Yeah.
But be cool for me.
How so?
Just kidding. Like, that would just be, it'd be like,
it would be an event.
Crazy. Yeah, it'd be a crazy event. I could be like, I was at the CITR when the transmitter blew up.
Yeah.
And stressed people out.
It would be exciting. It's nice to be adjacent to exciting things, such as like big events like that.
Yeah. But moral of the story, please donate so that it doesn't blow up, because.
Oh, goodness. Yes, please. you can donate through a link. It's citr.ca/donate. There's a big button on our website where you can donate. And
easy.
It's super easy.
Easy. Yeah.
I think you have to use a credit card or a Visa-enabled debit card. But, you know, most of us have access to those these days. We're also going to be hanging out at the station a lot.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. We're all here. There's snacks.
Yep, there are snacks.
There's amazing snacks. Did you take part in finding the snacks?
No, but I did several booze runs last night for our kickoff party tonight.
Kickoff party, 7:30 p.m.
Bailey, do you want to tell folks about the kickoff tonight?
Yeah, we've got some great bands playing, some of which were here for the first Hideout, maybe, I think. We have Nonarchy, Magnolia, and Cat Larceny.
Nice.
And it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Last time when we had bands, it was a really great time and great turnout.
Yeah.
And the drinks were great. The vibe was great.
The vibe was good.
And the location is great.
Our student executives, of which you are a member, do a really good job of planning events and stuff. And tonight I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Because we know how to party.
We do know how to party here at CITR, and that's another great reason to support the work that all the people here do.
Yes.
Because it is a really fun and open creative space where people can come and make stuff and pursue projects. I mean, Bailey, you know, I remember training you, Bailey, like eons and eons ago, and now and now you're a member of our student executive, and you're hosting three shows? You contribute to three shows, at least.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you count sports plus the two saxophone shows.
Kind of, yeah.
And then
you're
also doing lots of live remotes and... it's pretty cool to see. You know, I don't know, maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about your experience.
Well, listeners, I do have two shows, both focus on the saxophone. So if you like to listen to any saxophone music, you can tune in on Tuesday at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. I will not be playing Careless Whisper for this Valentine's Day themed events.
So don't ask.
Don't ask. You won't hear it. I hear it enough. So everyone I know plays the Careless Whisper lick.
Yeah. It's passé.
Yeah.
To say the least.
So, but yeah, come in for that or any other time. I'll probably be here because, yeah, it's great to just chill here at the station. Lots of good music, and everyone here has really great taste in music.
I agree. There's a lot of good music being shared with the world here.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to hear stuff you're not going to find on other stations.
Exactly. If you like tune in to like the radio in your car and it's like the same song that you heard like an hour ago.
Yeah.
No shade.
No shade or whatever. You know, commercial radio is cool, but you know, not commercial radio, aka community radio and campus radio is cooler, I think.
You can have the same experience here, but with like a saxophone song.
Yeah.
It's like tune into my show 1 week and then hear the same thing next week, but it's like obscure noises.
It's obscure noises.
It's not like a hit.
Obscure curated noises.
So.
Speaking of music, right now we are listening to Rick James. This is Money Talks. All the music that I've curated for today is either about transmitters, transformers, or money. I'm trying to find the intersection of these three things. I actually have the Transformers theme song queued up for a little later on in the show.
Whoa.
I know that we're trying to replace a transmitter, not a transformer. But, you know, I'm kind of an audio nerd. And if you're an audio nerd, you know that transformers are also really cool because they transform voltage into sound. And it's an important part of the signal chain.
Oh.
Also, there's just not a lot of songs about transmission.
No.
No, there's mostly there's more songs about transforming because that's kind of it's a verb.
Okay.
And it was a popular children's cartoon, and you know Lou Reed made an album called Transformer. And
really?
So we got some Lou Reed too.
Cool.
And there's a couple songs about the radio as well. We just heard "That's Why God Made the Radio" by Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. And if you're just joining us, it's because we're doing all this because it's Fun Drive here at CITR, and we're trying to raise some funds so that we can continue having
fun
at CITR,
at the
Discord
CITR
Magazine.
And to stop the transmitter from exploding.
Yeah, we're trying to prevent a catastrophic failure of our hardware, which, you know, we joke, but we really don't want that to happen.
Yep.
Bailey, you and I are we are counterparts here at the station. I'm the programming manager and you are the programming executive.
Yes.
Together we combine like a transformer to form the programming department with the help of the programming committee here at the station. When people come to CITR, I like to tell them that you and I and the programming committee are here to get them on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do, right?
Yeah. Come, like, share your ideas on the air.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be a recurring show.
No.
We have fill-ins.
Yes.
And we have a new project.
Yes, you do have a new project.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Operation Radio Bug.
Radio Bug.
Put on by myself and Abril. And our goal is to have people come in and do fill-ins for ideas that they have for a show, but maybe they don't want to commit to like every week or bi-weekly and do like a long-standing show. You can just come in and do one show and it'll be fun.
I think it's such a good idea. Just come get a taste of it. Catch the radio bug.
Yeah. And you don't even have to go through all the training because Abil and I will be here to do it all for you. You can just focus solely on the show that you want to do.
Yeah. It's purely to satisfy your curiosity or your ambition.
Yeah.
And it's low and no commitment, or I guess it's whatever commitment you want.
Whatever commitment you want. And we need you to sustain, what would you say? Like the air?
The airwaves, the pages of Discorder, this whole place is really volunteer powered.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that you hear and read, almost all of it actually, is produced by volunteer folks who just want a platform to do what they do. And that's what's so cool about CITR and Discorder, is it's a great place to get your start in radio or get published in a magazine for the first time, get your illustrations, your photographs, your interviews, your reviews, all that stuff. It all happens here.
Yeah, and the aesthetic too. I think of everything is really great. Like if I had a website and I wanted to like post something that I was featured in, the CITR always looks good. Because the artists here are really talented, the visual artists, and all the programmers really talented also. It's like every show is like listening to radio art.
Yeah, and we also broadcast a lot of cool radio art. But yeah. I would like to echo everything you just said. Big shout out to our art department.
Yeah.
Ricky and all of his PAs. They do a wonderful job making all the stuff that you look at whenever you look at CITR stuff.
I saw the Fun Drive poster and I was like, if I wasn't on the station, I would come to this event purely because of the poster.
Yeah, we've got some pretty steamy
artwork
for Fun Drive this year. And I think maybe folks are wondering why we do that. And I always try to explain this. And we also have some fun merch this year we're doing for Fun Drive, which I think also requires some explanation. You know, Fun Drive happens in February. Generally, it ends on or around Valentine's Day. So we try to do like Valentine's Day-y stuff for Fun Drive. And then this year we were like, oh, it'd be fun to lean into like Harlequin romance novels from days of yore. So if you see some steamy Fun Drive posters and images, that's kind of why. And all of the swag that you get for donating is also kind of meant to pair well with like a bubble bath and a reading session of a steamy book.
That's amazing. What a great idea. There's a bathrobe.
Yep. Let me pull it up here, Bailey.
Yeah, pull it up. The bathrobe, I think, is the ultimate donation perk.
It is the ultimate material donation perk.
Yes.
At the $500 range.
At the $500 range.
You can also, for $1,000, you can host your own show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is that.
And we also do a really fun thing for Valentine's Day. If you donate, I think it's $101.9, you get to do you get to send in a personalized Fun Drive dedication to to whatever person or thing or whatever in your life that you wish to send your Valentine's Day vibes to.
That's amazing. If you're like about to propose,
it's a great way to propose.
This is what you have to do.
You can literally broadcast your proposal on CICR 101.9 FM. There's a lighter for lighting your scented candle. There's a wine glass for drinking wine in the bath. I think it's bath safe too. I think it's tempered glass.
Whoa.
Well, you know, don't quote me on that because it's not safe if it's not. So redacted.
What? Okay.
There's a very discreet embossed notebook for, you know, journaling.
I think it fits in like a pocket. It fits in your back pocket.
I think it's, yes, very discreet. in terms of size, it's a black notebook. You can write love letters in it. You can share things with it to it.
You can write your notes for a radio show fill-in that you book.
You can you can jot your notes down if you're the kind of person that works off notes. All that kind of stuff's available. You can actually browse them at the donation page, which is citr.ca/donate. If you can't remember all of that, that's fine. There's a big button on the website, which is just citr.ca. Big donate button in the top right corner, and a banner at the bottom of the page too, which will lead you directly to the donation page.
It's quite a nice page as well.
Yeah.
So it's very aesthetic.
Yeah, there's an artist rendering of a radio transmitting tower there.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And the waves, is that what that is? Or the like?
Yes, I believe those are FM waves of,
cool.
of broadcasted stuff. You just heard ABBA, Money Money Money, and now we got Mo Money Mo Problems, which was, you know, the first CD single I ever bought as a young boy was Notorious B.I.G.'s Mo Money Mo Problems from Future Shop.
No way.
I was obsessed with this song. It's so great.
Wow.
Mace featuring Mace and Puff Daddy. I believe Diddy was going by Puff Daddy back then.
Wow.
Yeah, this is pre-Diddy Puff Daddy. and then Notorious B.I.G., rest in peace. We would not have Mo problems if we had Mo money, though. We would be better off because we could buy a new transmitter.
Yes. Yes.
Which
Please
is what we're here for.
Consider, just like, even if it's like not a lot, it still helps.
Totally. And yeah. You know what? Even just like listening to CITR is a form of support.
That's true.
You know, follow us on our Instagram.
Follow the Instagram.
Follow the Insta. Listen, just, you know, come take a tour if you want and see what you can do here. The doors are always open pretty much. And
pretty
we
much.
Do we do public tours every day at noon. And even if you just wander in, there's usually someone here to receive you and tell you about CITR.
Yeah.
And getting involved. So, you know, we don't all have money to donate, which is fine. There's other ways to support. You know, come be a member. Members get lots of cool stuff. You get free access to our training and resources.
Yep.
We have recording studios here that you can book for free and to work on your audio projects. We do lots of cool events. You can go to shows and get into shows a lot. If you're a part of CITR, so there's lots
of
cool
shows
reasons
to go to.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a show and like none of us are going, let me know and we can get people to go. It's our buddy system.
Yeah.
Thing.
That's a good point.
You can join. We have a Discord server. If you like Discord, join the server. And if you ever want to go out to a show or something, there's lots of people that will go with you.
Yeah, we're trying to get that buddy system going.
Yeah.
Where basically we'll just folks that want to go to shows but don't have people to go with, we're just going to like connect them all so they can all go to shows together. And, you know, sometimes it can be weird going to a show on your own because like you feel like socially, I mean, you know, like I'm pretty shy. I don't generally.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm not one to like strike up conversation.
Me neither.
With people I don't know, you know.
I think I actually went to a show once. I went with a friend, but this friend didn't like, it was like punk, like screamo music.
Okay.
And my friend didn't like this music. So like she was standing like in the back and I was just like in the mosh pit by myself. And that was an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever go again by myself.
Yeah. Being in a mosh pit by yourself is definitely an experience. I used to love doing that when I was a kid.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like surfing and stuff when I was like a teenager. I don't do that anymore. It's probably not. Yeah, it's not very safe. But yeah, I don't. My days, those days are behind me.
You don't crowd surf anymore? What the heck?
I don't crowd surf anymore. No. Hey, folks. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Bailey. This is the programming department. We're doing a Fun Drive fill-in, talking to you about Fun Drive. Today's day one.
Day one.
Of Fun Drive.
One out of nine.
We have
9 days?
Seven.
Oh, 7 days.
Yeah, we're wrapping things up on February 9th. It's a week of focused attention on asking for community support in the form of donations or in the form of just like getting involved here at CITR. We should take a quick commercial break, during which time we will only play Fun Drive ads and PSAs, which have been produced by our amazing body of programmers. So first up, you're going to hear
really
from Dora.
Ones. Yay!
Excuse me. No, not Dora. Dork from Teachable Moments. We're going to hear from Charlie from 2010 Radio. And we're going to hear from Chris Arific from Parts Unknown. So keep it locked to CITR 101.9 FM. We will be right back.
CITR and Discorders Fun Drive is on.
But if there was one law...
Campus Community Radio.
Bastards.
Underfund them.
Who seemed to ride forever. But suddenly there he was. My beloved
CITR. It
was the one
station
I trusted. The only
station.
My heart leapt as I watched
them take donations.
I could barely wait to...
Here.
The wall it's such... The moment
I tuned in,
I knew that we would never again be apart.
Go to CITR.ca/donate February 2nd to 9th to keep CITR going.
I knew then that we would spend the rest of our lives together. Forever. Oh, God, that's good.
Hello there. This is Charlie D from 2010 Radio. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. CITR is a very important asset to Vancouver. Think about how many bad radio stations there are in this city. Think about how your dial always ends back up on 101.9 in a time when pop music is decided and determined by what will make the most money. A radio station with all its programming done by volunteers and funded independently is very important. Don't let advertisers choose what you listen to. Don't let the safe choice be the only choice. CITR keeps radio interesting. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit CITR.ca/donate and help keep the radio interesting. Thank you very much.
This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
Chris Horrific's epic story of starting out at CITR 101.9 FM and being welcomed by the one and only Nardwar, the Human Serviette. That's a classic tale. You got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm joined by Bailey.
Hello.
We're the programming department here at CITR. And we're hanging out for Fun Drive. You are listening to one of the few songs on this playlist that is about transmitters.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is Farewell Transmission, a song written by Jason Molina. This version is being performed by Kevin Morby and Waxahachie. Because I like it. I like the original version a lot, but this version's quite excellent as well. The reason why I'm playing Farewell Transmission is because this year at Fun Drive, we're trying to replace our FM transmitter.
Help us.
Help us.
As the programming department, we are increasingly becoming more and more stressed as our current transmitter approaches explosion.
You know, it's just nice to get ahead of things.
Yes.
Bailey.
Okay.
You know, when you know that, like, you need to change your oil in your car, it's nice to do that before your engine seizes up, right? So
yes.
We're just trying to get ahead of the curve and improve the audio quality of our FM broadcast around town. Now, Bailey, question for you. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. Have you ever tried to tune into CITR through a radio in Vancouver and not been able to secure the signal?
You know what? Yes.
You have.
But it might not have been because of an issue with our transmitter.
Oh, interesting.
It might have just been me not knowing how to use a radio.
Okay. Okay.
But
that
I'm talking
surprises
about the
me.
Little one
Tell
that
me,
I showed
yeah,
you.
Yes, yeah, the little one.
I think it's only like AM or we're FM.
We are FM.
And
yes.
I don't know how to use it.
Okay, okay.
But you have the little like turny thing and then you go to like 100 and like mess around there and try to find it, right?
You try to approximate 101.9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On
but
an FM dial.
I don't know if it works. Should we try? Do you want me to try right now?
Yeah, I do.
Should I?
Okay. The radio, it's actually just sitting
I'll
on my desk.
Back.
You know where it is?
Yeah.
So Bailey's going to go try to get a radio. this is fun. We're going to try to get the CITR FM signal here in the broadcast booth of CITR 101.9 FM. I guess what I was getting at is that our signal is not the best here in town.
Yeah, you're about to hear. This is why we need help.
Okay. It has something to do with, you know, the city's geography, but it also has a lot to do with, you know, some of our ailing equipment in the signal chain of CITR. And we are in the process of doing a major sort of upgrade to all of our hardware here at CITR so that we can continue for another, you know, 50, 100 years broadcasting cool radio stuff that is produced by awesome people from all over the place, all different walks of life and covering all different kinds of subjects and stuff. So I don't know if you can hear this, but Bailey's fiddling with an antique radio.
If you want to donate, we can fix this.
Okay. I'm just going to describe the scene for listeners. So Bailey has a small handheld radio that's powered by two batteries, AA batteries.
Sony transistor model 4R-516 transistor.
Yeah, it looks to me to be of, you know, 1960s or 70s vintage. It's quite old, and Bailey is now struggling to connect the AA batteries, and you can kind of hear it coming in and out.
Put this together and then turn up the volume.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get CITR signal
here.
101.8-ish? Well, 9. We're looking for 9.
Okay, a little further.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know. So, see? if you have a couple extra dollars laying around, we could use it to purchase a new transmitter so that...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
So that this turns into the CITR 101.9.
Yeah, it's going to sound so good when the new transmitter's installed. Because right now it sounds really bad. That sounds...
I can't even hear the station.
And it must sound extra bad to people who are actually listening through FM right now in their cars.
Anyways.
Yeah, so we want to sound better. We want all the people here who are making cool radio to sound better. We want to get their ideas and their message out in a clearer, more direct fashion.
Yes.
So that's why we are fundraising this week. But that's not the only reason. You know, I think what I try to tell programmers to do is really talk about their own personal experiences here at CITR and why they think CITR has value to you know, Vancouver's creative and radio curious community. Because you can come here and you can experience creative freedom, which is hard to come by, I think.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I did not have creative freedom until I came into the CITR.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. World?
That might have been like a crazy statement.
No, it's not.
But it's like kind of true. I never had a place where I could like make a playlist and then play it and like that be like okay and like normal.
And I think your playlists are particularly interesting too. Like
Thank
I think
you.
You curate pretty challenging stuff and really interesting music.
It's cool to like talk about it too afterwards.
Yeah. And you perform on air too sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've seen you bring the sax out and play some music in studio, eh?
I might do a little something for 11 p.m. next Tuesday.
Saxophone La Nuit.
Saxophone La Nuit. I may or may not learn some samples. And then also, I made a little mistake. I think I was playing Tupac's song, Words to My Firstborn, and I like hyped up that there was a saxophone solo. But then I think I played the version or something without the saxophone solo. So
oh, really?
I will possibly be back next time with a saxophone solo. We'll
oh,
see.
Oh, goodness.
It's
you,
a good song to solo, though.
You thought there was a sax solo, but there wasn't.
Yeah, and so I lied to everyone. But then I like was like, oh, there's no solo. But I hyped it up.
We've just been joined by Bo, another member of our student executive. Hey, Bo.
Hello. You know, you could always just like inject your own saxophone solo. I don't know why. Oh.
Yeah, you could. Yep. I mean, yeah.
It's not lying if you just add your own in there.
Exactly. So, yeah. I might have to do that.
Creative freedom. You know.
Creative freedom. See, like...
innovation.
This is one of the only places where you can come play a song and then maybe, like, also do a solo over it.
Yeah.
With, like, good quality microphones.
Yeah. Come make radio here at CITR. We are listening to one of the only songs on this playlist that is not about money or transmitters. This is Nina Simone performing Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. It's such a cool version. I don't know if you're familiar with this version, but
I've never heard this.
It just has that, like, I think Nina Simone really took the song and, like, just made it really special. I love her, like, piano treatment.
Whoa.
I know, it's so cool, right? I love Nina Simone. Bo, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, I feel welcome.
Bo, could I ask you a question about your experience at CITR?
Sure.
Give me your best pitch for why you think CITR is worth supporting.
Word. So, I joined CITR in my first year at UBC. I'm in my fourth now, and I've been along for the ride the entire time that I was here. Sometimes we have puzzles. That's what got me to join the station, is doing a puzzle in the lounge. Mm. And further from that, like, I do visual art. I'm in the BFA, so I really loved getting to illustrate for Discorder. Amazing opportunities to, like, get some experience and to, like, you know, put pen to paper, get, like, published as an illustrator in something. The barrier for entry is very low, and even for radio, it's very beginner-friendly, but very rewarding work, too. So, yeah.
Thanks for that, Bo. I think some of your illustrations are in the most recent edition of Discord Magazine.
Recent and also historic, because we do still have, like, some of our old copies around the station sometimes, but...
It's true. There's no shortage of Discorder copies here at CITR. You can find them for free all around town, too.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in back issues, if you're a collector, maybe, we can hook you up.
We also have some copies of the Lost issue, the Lost Months.
That's right, we do.
Yeah.
Which is a special edition.
Yeah. The interim of when we stopped publishing due to... COVID, and then just like a back issue of all of the interim
collector's edition.
Yes.
Have you seen that issue, Bailey?
I have no idea what you guys are talking
about. Oh, cool.
I have one at home. We have a box of them. It's like bigger, it's better paper, I think.
Wait, too. I might have seen this actually.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like it's a one-off Lost issue of Discorder Magazine printed on very high quality paper. It's not a hardcover. I would call it
a harder cover. It's not like
a firm cover.
It's not like newspaper. Cover. It's like cardstock.
Glossy cardstock. Yeah. Thank you, Bo. Yes, it's a cardstock edition of Discorder Magazine. And I love what you said about it being, this being a low barrier environment for getting published. It's hard to get published.
It really is.
Because let me tell you, people, it costs a lot of money to print Discorder Magazine.
And we do it for free.
We do it for free. And Bo, maybe you can comment on what it feels like to see your work published, you know, in color, in print, on real paper.
I mean, it is, like I said, it's rewarding because oftentimes, like you were saying, it's very expensive to print things and to publish things. And so... you never really think that you're capable of achieving something like that, especially if you're very new. So CITR is great because of its very low barrier opportunities to do so many big things. And it's really rewarding because it's like recognizing your worth and recognizing the actual amount of effort that you put into your craft. And... it feels like you can recognize yourself as a professional creatively, which is not something a lot of people can allow themselves.
Yeah. That's great.
The training, too, is, like, high level. Like, you learn very valuable skills through all the training and everything, which is great. So not only can you have your art recognized, but you can learn these really great skills
for
free.
Yeah, for free, and not even just like, I can mostly speak on Discord or just because that's where I have my most experience, but even with like just doing radio shows or attending live events, it's like you can take those opportunities too. Like Anna Rose, station manager, she has a quick grant writing like spiel she can go over if you just ask her.
Yeah.
There's so much
you
that
can help
learn.
Jasper set up for a band.
Oh, please.
You can plug some stuff in and then figure out what that means.
That's These are like very valuable skills, especially if you do want to like continue working in a creative industry. There's so much that you can learn. There's so much that you can like walk away with.
You know what else I really appreciate is it's like not a particularly serious environment. You can come and kind of just be silly and goof around.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. We've been joined by Jeff Lee, another esteemed member of the student executive and host of Lean In with Jeff.
Hello, everyone.
Jeff.
I hope everyone is doing good.
Thanks for joining us. We're talking about FunDrive. You can donate to CITR and Discord Magazine via our donation link. It is citr.ca/donate. You can also head to the website. There's a big button. Jeff, you got some programming coming up this week for FunDrive, yeah?
Yes. I am doing a show next week about the poet T.S. Eliot. I chose a love story poem. I don't remember the specific title of the poem.
Okay.
It's pretty complex, actually.
Yeah?
It's funny as I was doing it last week, and I was having so much trouble understanding the poem, although I read it like a couple days before.
Okay.
This week I'll try to fully analyze the poem and then we can break it down together. But and also there's gonna be a lot of events going on, like games and movies at the station.
Thanks for bringing this up, Jeff.
I think tomorrow is a movie day, I believe, so then we'll be turning on like a rom-com and doing some fun activities while watching the movie. So whoever is into rom-coms, please come.
And even if not just that, we do have free food. We do have food. Yay. Costco
we have
food?
Free snacks.
Yes.
We're already packed with like chips and...
we got chips. We got cheese.
Whoever wants to stay healthy, we've got carrots.
Sesame crackers.
Yeah, sesame snaps.
I can't wait to eat some food.
Yeah.
I don't eat enough food in the mornings. I never eat breakfast.
Oh, yeah. No. You just have to run out the door, and it's like you don't realize how much of a detriment it is until you get to where you're going, and you just have to ponder.
Yeah.
You have to ponder your decisions.
I do need to ponder my decisions, though. That's a really good point.
Ponder is a great word.
You got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM. You're hanging out with Jasper, with Bo, with Jeff, and with Bailey. We are talking about FunDrive. We're FunDriving all week. We're listening to a song that I cannot pronounce. I don't know what it's called. It's by a band called Moltshot Doma. I don't know if it's about transmitters or money.
Sounds like it is.
It kind of sounds like it's got like this post-punk sort of transmission vibe. Turn it up for you a little bit. I'm kind of obsessed with this song. It's pretty cool. We're going to hang out with you for another couple minutes or so, and then I think the chart show is coming up to talk about FunDrive as well and play some of the charting music here at CITR. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up. Yes, Bailey?
I think we should reiterate how important it is that we put funds towards a new transmitter. I think because we're worried that our current one could explode.
We
could fully break
no,
down if we don't...
Well... We should
clarify.
We should clarify.
Hypothetically or for real?
We should clarify that Bailey is speaking, what's the word?
Freely.
Freely, for
a little,
sure.
A little.
Not literally.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No.
Figuratively. Figuratively.
Okay. I was like, do we actually have a time bomb?
We're not worried about like a combustive explosion. We are concerned about the eventual breakdown of
Watch
the
out,
yeah,
Gage Tower.
If you live in the upper floors of Gage Tower, you have nothing to worry about. Full disclosure. The views and expressed on this program are not the views.
Okay,
no, I'm joking.
We are looking for donations towards a new transmitter, and we have a bunch of, what would you call it, perks?
Incentives
yeah. to donate.
Incentives.
No worries if you can't donate. You can also come chill at the station, yeah. which would be cool. But yeah, there's lots of incentives if you would like to help us out.
These incentives include...
lighter.
There's a lighter.
Lighter.
A wine glass.
A wine glass.
Wine glass.
The lighter has CITR, like a little illustration by Ricky done on it.
Yeah.
The wine glass says has CITR on it.
A bathrobe that also says CITR on it.
But between the bathrobe and the wine glass, we have a notebook.
A notebook.
Like, not a pocket, but like a nice travel size notebook. We have the robe. And at our highest tier, you get to host your own show.
It's
and
true. You can host your own show.
And a Phantom Records swag bag, I believe.
Yeah. We also have a Valentine's Day perk at $101.9. You can submit a Valentine's Day dedication to the person or cat of your choosing.
You can secure yourself a forever relationship with the sweetest gesture.
Yeah.
The
sweetest gesture. So there's lots of reasons to donate, you know, they're all meant to pair well with a nice bubble bath and a romantic novel. It would have been cool. Slippers would have been cool too. Hey,
whoa.
Slippies. Yeah.
Slippies.
I
we'll keep it in mind for next year. The sleeping mask.
Totally. that would be good too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year. The lighter idea came up last year.
I like the lighter one.
The lighter's one.
Yeah, so there's lots of reasons to donate. Candles, yeah, because we got the lighter. So,
exactly.
You know, maybe we can make candles together or something at the station. I think that's really hard to make candles.
I mean, you just melt wax and you add a wick.
Yeah, I've done it. I did it as a child once. So probably not that hard if I did it as a child. Yeah.
I think it's probably time consuming.
Yeah, it's repetitive. I remember
that. Either you are a candle making prodigy, Jasper, or maybe it's not that hard.
Okay, so next year, Jasper will be making all of the candles.
Leading a candle-making workshop.
Yeah, for a certain
donate
amount of
to
donations.
Jasper.
Yeah, we're branching out what we do here at CITR into the craft world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a Discorder, we have radio, and we also have candle-making.
So much on offer here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's an open place. We want you to come and experience it. So, you know, money's one way to support. Another way to support is just come join us or, like, listen to the radio, read the magazine, you know?
Or come party with us at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah.
We're here. There'll be drinks. If
there'll
you have
bands.
A $5 bill, bring your $5 bill.
There's a party tonight.
There's a party tonight. And
there's
you
a party
can
tonight
come.
And next Thursday, too.
Yep. There's multiple parties. But come by tonight. Listen to some music. I'll make a drink. Maybe.
We'll make a drink for you.
Oh, that's right, Bailey. You're going to be bartending. Is this true?
I might be bartending. If you want a special drink, then I will be bartending. Possibly.
Potentially.
It's a secret.
I might also be. I don't know.
You'll find out if you come.
We'll see.
I don't know what Jasper bought.
Can I... Oh, well, I didn't buy anything. Well, no, I bought very exciting things.
Oh.
But... Bailey, weren't you going to make like a coffee cocktail thing?
Yes. This is my favorite drink.
But it's a secret.
It's called a shaft. And I'm from Calgary. I was born in Calgary. This drink originated out of Calgary. And then I took my undergrad in Victoria. So I moved to Victoria. And it was like popularized in Victoria. So it's like the journey through my life. Mm. The shaft represents... But it's a drink. It's not really made in Vancouver, so I am taking the task to make it here. But it's iced coffee and Kahlua and Bailey's and Jameson or vodka. And then you put a straw and you drink it all at once. And it's in like a tall glass. And then you like feel amazing. And then you don't have to like take a Jaeger bomb because those hurt.
Yeah.
So if you want one of those.
You don't want those.
I have like a like... really cheap version of it.
Well, that's great, Bailey. I look forward to trying one.
Yes.
But I don't think we're going to serve those tonight.
I don't think we're going to serve those tonight.
No, it doesn't sound like we're going to do that.
No.
No.
Might
but if you've
difficult.
Come find me, Maybe.
Seek out Bailey.
I can give you the secret recipe for the cheap version.
Solid maybe from Bailey about the drink. A solid maybe.
Yeah. So swing by the station.
I should not be allowed to like promise things live on the air.
Well, we will promise.
But if you
want to
talk about
tonight.
This drink, come find me. Yeah. At the very least, we can talk about it, and I can share with you the secret recipe.
You can find Bailey appearing tonight at the Fun Drive kickoff party.
7:30 p.m.
Not performing. But
hanging
helping
out.
Helping
MCing?
Put it on.
Doing yeah. things.
MCing?
Yes.
Are you going to MC?
I'm going to MC.
Jeff, you too? You two are the MCs
resident
of
MCs.
The... You're the resident MCs. MCs. Yeah. MC Chindig, right?
MCs of yes. the year.
Yeah.
Yep. And Jeff was always like, let's party.
That's like Jeff cuts loose. You hear it here first.
It's going to be really fun.
Come lean in with Jeff.
Yes.
Tonight at the Fun Drive kickoff. That kicks off at 7:30 p.m. here at the CITR station. We're located at the UBC campus in the Nest building. If you Google it, you can find us. Just follow the masses of audience members that will be making the trek,
yep.
and follow the sound of music, because you'll be hearing artists like Nonarchy and Magnolia and Cat Larceny performing live at the station. Bailey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. See y'all tonight.
See you tonight, and stay tuned. You'll hear Bailey on and off the airwaves all week.
Yeah.
You'll hear Ooh. Jeff on and off the airwaves all week. Mostly on. I guess you won't hear them off the airwaves, just on the airwaves. Yeah. And Bo as well.
Yeah.
Hey, can you give us, Bo, can you give us a sneak peek? What are you going to do with Ricky? What are you and Ricky doing?
Okay, so we have a time slot on Tuesday at 5, I believe. And we're going to, we're going to be listening to some music, but we're also going to be talking about... We haven't figured out everything, but we do want to talk about the new Discorder soft contract that we had to make. So
what
interesting.
What is that all about?
We
have a couple minutes. Yeah, if you could.
Yeah. I have not read it myself, but disco editor and art coordinator Ricky and Tasha, they had to write a contract for people that we interview and we feature in the magazine that they would have to essentially respond to. And so we're going to be talking about that.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. Hopefully not disclosing too much.
Okay,
but,
no spoilers.
Well, not to say spoilers, but, you know, there's a reason we have to have it now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
No shade, but, like, you know, sometimes people need to let go. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy running these kind of organizations that are sort of trying to include everyone and be open to everything. You know, it takes a lot of work to do what you know Discorder Magazine does.
Yeah.
And you know, it's another great reason to contribute to this year's Fun Drive is to help support Discorder Magazine, which is such a staple of the local print community.
Yeah.
Jeff, have you ever contributed to Discorder Magazine? You ever done any writing or illustrating, anything like that?
No, actually. I didn't contribute to Discorder Magazine, no. I've done most of my work either on air or just like events. Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, you're really active on air. I see you in this booth all the time.
Yeah,
which is great. I love
it. It's fun. So, yeah, please don't be intimidated. Just come on in
cool.
and just explore. We've got tours and trainings, and it's really, really fun.
And we have a new initiative coming up for people who are interested in trying radio but don't really have any ideas to sustain a full show.
Was it called Operation Bug or something?
Operation Radio Bug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is on our Discord channel. We do have... a channel specifically for this, and if you are anxious or worried about the boards, that's exactly why we have this initiative. You will have somebody there to do all the tech for you. You can just pop in and do a little radio show with yourself and your friend or professor you want to interview, anything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for joining me on this Fun Drive broadcast today. We are out of time, and coming up next, we have Hannah, and I think Hannah and Randy are coming up next to do some fun driving. So thank you for listening to CITR. The donation link is citr.ca/donate, and we will be on the air
all week
talking about this. So keep it locked, and we will see you soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
What's happening? I'm Owen Wilson, and I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive. CITR's great. So it's Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to citr.ca/donate.
Come on.